There are new details about the warnings the government received before the September 11th attacks. A newly released report by the staff of the 9/11 Commission outlines dozens of non-specific warnings, including some that terrorists might be interested in suicide attacks. But the report says aviation officials were focused primarily on improving efficiency and keeping down costs at the expense of tighter security. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The 120-page report was completed by the commission staff last August as a supplement to its book-length findings on the terrorist attacks, but the U.S. Justice Department held the report for more than 5 months while officials reviewed its contents and blacked out sections they determined should remain classified. The redacted version of the report was released today by the National Archives, where the paper was sent 2 weeks ago. In it, the commission cites more than 50 daily intelligence summaries compiled by the Federal Aviation Administration in the spring and summer of 2001 that mention Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. Five of the summaries noted the terrorist group's interest in hijacking airplanes, and two talked about possible suicide operations, although not involving aviation. The commission says the summaries, compiled from intelligence reports from other agencies, indicated that the threat was primarily overseas. But former Democratic Congressman Tim Romer, a member of the commission, says there were enough red flags that something should have been done.
It was alarming enough, even to the FAA, who did very little about it, that the FAA did, in fact, in 2001, distribute a CD-ROM presentation to airlines and airports citing the possibility of suicide hijacking.
The commission says the presentation warned of a renewed interest in hijacking by terrorist groups and said the FAA did not rule out the possibility of a domestic hijacking. In fact, the FAA stated, if the intent of the hijacker is not to exchange hostages for prisoners, but to commit suicide in a spectacular explosion, a domestic hijacking would probably be preferable. But FAA spokeswoman Laura Brown says the agency had no specific information about a domestic attack.
The commission staff found no evidence that the FAA knew or possessed intelligence indicating that any terrorist groups were plotting to hijack commercial airplanes in the United States and use them as weapons.
She says the agency shared whatever threat information it did have with airports and airlines. And she says a number of new security measures were being put in place at the time of the attacks. Indeed, the commission staff notes that the FAA was under pressure from Congress and others not to slow down air traffic with excessive security. The panel says the civil aviation system was also lulled into a false sense of security, in part by the lack of any domestic hijackings in more than a decade. It was similar to what the commission found throughout the government, that potential threats were not taken seriously. A commission spokesman says the panel's disappointed that the administration did not allow release of the full report. Romer says while some redactions involve protecting intelligence operations, others appear to be protecting the administration from embarrassment. A Justice Department spokesman could not be reached for comment. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.